WKY presents stories from whowelostky.org, a project where friends and family who've lost someone to COVID-19 remember, write, document, and heal.
Hi, I'm Martha Greenwald, curator of whowelostky.org, a collection of stories remembering Kentuckians we have lost to the pandemic. Our story today is written and read by Jamie Hill Temple, who lost her grandmother. It's called Her Name Was June.
When you lose someone, you lose them in a thousand different ways. You lose her birthday cards that come to your mailbox. You lose her voice on the other end of the receiver. You miss the image of her sitting in the lift chair, feet kicked up. You miss the taste of her cream potatoes, the liver spots on her hands, the way her fingers crooked at their ends. You miss her black hair with silver streaks, the pitch in her voice when she laughs. You lose making plans to see her. You lose new pictures and new memories as if she's vanished from the frame. The last time I spoke to my grandmother on the phone, she had a dry cough and had been to an urgent care where they diagnosed her with bronchitis. She said she took cough medicine twice a day, and she was surprised that the syrup tasted good. Her voice sounded strong, even though she said her legs had been weak. I don't remember everything we talked about. It seems so trivial now, but I know we talked about Governor Andy Beshear and his updates showing true leadership. She mentioned that she put a birthday card in the mail for my youngest. We said, "I love you," keeping the conversation brief so she didn't cough. A few days later, my father called to say that she had been taken by ambulance to Baptist Health Madisonville because she was so weak. Aunt Beverly had to sit outside in the parking lot because no visitors were allowed. Aunt Bev sat there, not knowing what to do other than call around, updating family and calling the hospital for updates. At first, updates were mostly positive. She wanted to go home, which was a good sign. There was even talk about sending her home. But then we received word that she tested positive for COVID-19. In just a few hours, her oxygen levels began to drop, the pneumonia built in her lungs. She, as the medical professionals say, had taken a turn for the worse. Waking can be hard because you remember. You remember someone you love is hurting, can't quite catch her breath, and she's all alone in a hospital room. That's the cruelty of COVID-19, the separation. As humans, we need connection, but COVID-19 has severed that cord ruthlessly. I woke that morning and headed downstairs. It was too early to call for updates, but about 7:30 a.m., as I made a chicken salad sandwich, my phone rang. Did I know before I knew, before I heard my father weeping, before the word she passed some time during the night? Everything unravels in that moment. Everything you've held close, the breath and tears let loose. Will there be a funeral? Will we be able to hug? Are we carrying this grief alone too, only to cut it open when we see each other again? If we are able to see each other again, will a hug even mean the same? We're all more than a number, let's not forget. Her name was June. She was a mother, grandmother, sister, aunt. She loved us all, and we loved her.
Thanks to all of the writers that have shared stories with us. You can read more stories or share a story of your own at whowelostky.org.
There's more stories from the Who We Lost Project at our website, wuky.org. We've also posted a link so you can submit your own essay at whowelostky.org.